Haynesboro enacts a hiring freeze until the assembly passes a budget for fiscal year 2020. And stakeholders in Skagway's tourist industry discuss the upcoming cruise ship season. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The Haynesboro has enacted a hiring freeze for all non-essential borough positions until the fiscal year 2020 budget is adopted. The decision affects two vacant positions at the Haynes Sheldon Museum. The hiring freeze was proposed by Borough Assembly member Brenda Josephson. In a memo to the Assembly, Josephson said her idea was motivated by proposed state budget cuts that could affect the municipality. She wrote that a short-term hiring freeze would help prevent worker displacement if departments are reorganized, consolidated, or downsized during the fiscal year 2020 budget process. The school, public works, public safety, and seasonal positions listed in the fiscal year 19 budget are not affected by the hiring freeze. Temporary positions funded by grants are also exempt. The borough was advertising for two vacant positions at the museum when Josephson first proposed the hiring freeze. But at the start of the assembly meeting last night, Haynes Sheldon Museum Vice President Sue Chasen announced that the museum board decided to suspend all hiring of museum staff until further notice. When asked why, Chasen said she agreed with the underlying reasons for a hiring freeze.
You know, it just seemed prudent since, we think we want to do our part too. You don't want to hire somebody on that you then have to let go.
The museum had advertised vacancies for a collections coordinator and an education coordinator. Haynes Sheldon Museum Director Helen Alton said if they have to choose between one of the positions, the collections coordinator would take priority. She explained that Haynes resident Zach James worked as the collections coordinator for 3 months. She says the museum advertised the position after that period. As far as she knows, James was the only candidate, and she had expected to hire him for the position again.
We were all really looking forward to having Zach return. We were hoping he would be the best candidate because we've just enjoyed working with him so much, and I'm hoping that still can happen.
Chasen says the museum, like many other services that receive borough funding, is just waiting to hear how its budget will be affected so that it can start making plans.
But until we get that direction, a lot of people are just wringing their hands.
The assembly unanimously approved the temporary hiring freeze for non-essential borough employees. The freeze will cease once the assembly approves the fiscal year 2020 budget. Skagway is pushing the 1 million mark for cruise ship passengers this year. KHNS's Claire Strempel has a 2019 Skagway cruise season update.
It will be another busy summer for cruise ships in Skagway this year. The municipality will greet nearly 450 arrivals from 35 cruise ships. Tourism Director Cody Jennings says she's expecting the most cruise ship passengers Skagway has ever seen in a season. The estimated passenger count is just under a million, but she says sometimes the final count is more than the estimate.
Anything's possible, but as far as cruise passengers, just pushing that million passenger mark right there.
A handful of new ships will dock in Skagway this year, and the municipality anticipates about 75,000 more visitors than last year. The increase over last year is more than the total number of passengers anticipated this season in Haynes. Cruise ship season is longer this year. It will start at the end of April and run through early October. Two big draws for visitors to Skagway are the Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park and White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. They're both bracing for a bigger season. Jason Verhaeghe is the Interpretation and Education Program Manager for the park. He anticipates breaking that 1 million visitor mark this season.
Most certainly. Skagway as a community is expecting an increase in visitation this year with larger ships coming at a more frequent rate. So I do think we will see an increase in our numbers.
He says the number of visitors to the park is directly linked to cruise ship traffic, but they benefit from road traffic as well. Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park was the most visited national park in Alaska last year by a significant margin. Verhaeghe says the park benefits from its location. If you walk around downtown, chances are you may enter the park without even knowing it. That and the staff is knowledgeable about local history. Part of that history persists in the White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. Trains that once hauled miners to the gold fields now haul tourists up the scenic pass. White Pass Human Resources Director Tyler Rose says they are projecting an increase in visitors, so they have a few upgrades for the season.
Our new operating plan that we've put into place, that uptick should have less of an effect as far as on our operation and also on the community as a whole. That's what we're hoping for. That's been in the works for some time to try to take on, obviously, the increased visitors and not have as large an impact on the community as far as keeping that traffic flow in.
Trains will operate continuously rather than all leaving the station and arriving at the same time. Last year, White Pass had just under 500,000 riders. They're completing work on two new mooring dolphins on the railroad dock to accommodate larger ships that bring tourists to the trains. They even have an old train coming back to the station.
The 73 steam locomotive will be coming back. It went out for a 15-year rebuild, so we're going to have that back this summer, fully restored, and we're really excited about that. 73 is the pride of the fleet.
Skagway will host up to almost 13,000 visitors per day when mega ships arrive at the docks. It's a boon to the economy, but a strain on the infrastructure. Skagway has fewer than 1,000 year-round residents, so sewer, water, and garbage are challenges. Tourism Director Cody Jennings says the Public Works Committee is working hard to meet those challenges. In Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check us out on the NPR One app and Stitcher.